Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are coming to you live from the gymnasium inside of Lowell High School here, the Lowell Quad Volleyball match. We are getting ready for game two, where the Red Arrows will take on the Otsego Bulldogs. We appreciate you tuning in for this tonight's action. The Red Arrows took care of business in the first game here of this quad, where they defeated the Swan Valley High School. Took them two sets 0 on that one. So we get ready for action here for tonight. We will be bringing you game number two and game number three, which first one here is Otsego. We will also have the Richmond Gull Lake in the second match. We're getting ready for action. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm John Beeman, joined by Jack Evelyn for tonight's broadcast. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Hey, John, it's a pleasure. I can't wait to get going.
So, like I said, the Red Arrows took care of business in the first game. Otsego here comes in tonight. They are, 9-4 on the season, 9-4-2 on the season, coached by Coach Lytle. Little, maybe? I don't know. You got an official pronunciation there, Jack? But
I did not.
We'll go a little.
But their daughter, both other Lytles are daughters, so that's awesome. What a great family situation. Being able to be coaching your daughters, I think that's fabulous.
So Red Arrows come out here. They'll have serve. So it'll be Riley Berger, Annalise Clark, Natalie Cornell, Allison Smith, Lainey Bieneman, and Ellery Bieneman for the Red Arrows. Otsego Bulldogs will come out and serve receive. Number 10, Kirsten Titus. Number 8, Olivia Klimp. And number 7, Brooke Smaldon will be back in serve receive. So Berger will step back for the serve. Waiting for clearance here from the officials. Some conversation at the table. I think maybe some of the freshman JV young ladies getting a crash course and scoring there from down official. Call for action here, so ball's up. Berger serve, passed up to the setter. Setter's gonna outside, swing just off the tape in front of Annalise Clark, that'll fall. Otsego will jump out 0-1.
Great way to start the match.
Number 6, one of the sisters there, the setter, Madeline Lytle will serve. Cornell up to Berger. Berger's going to back set to Al Smith. Al Smith goes cross court, and they're going to call number 7 there in the net, Smaldon. So tied up 1-1, excuse me. And Lily Evelyn will check in to serve. She'll take the place of Allison Smith, the sophomore. Again, a little... looks like educational lesson there on the scorebook at the score table.
Number 2.
Ready for action here. So, serves up. Played by Smaldon there. Swing from the back row. Up to Berger. Berger's going to set Ellery Bieneman. Goes cross court. And again, looks like this time we're going to get 18 in the net. So Kylie Uramkin, Red Arrows out to a 2-1 lead. A little bit sloppy here from the get-go. Lily Evelyn with the serve. Ooh, and just out. Misses the corner. 2-2. Smaldon back to serve. Brooke Smaldon is a junior, pin player here for the Bulldogs. She'll serve on the near side. Otsego's to our right. Red Arrows to our left. Lily up to pass up the 10-foot line. Berger sets. Harper Shadig.
Oh, nice cross court. Good cross court kill.
Good swing by Harper. Nice moment earlier as the Red Arrows took on Swan Valley. Harper's aunt was coaching that team and cousin across the net, so it was kind of a cool little family moment there. Some pictures were taken. Annalise Clark back to serve. Libero. Good serve. Lytle up. Small Don's going to free ball it over to Clark. Clark up to Berger. Delaney low. Big swing up the middle. Back set from Lytle. Little tip over. Laney Beanman plays it. Harper, big swing. Up from the Bulldogs. They're going to free ball it or set it over. Scramble from the Red Arrows. Big swing by Harper Shadig. Up to Little, played by the Bulldogs. Block, and looks like blocked by either Delaney or Laney there. Out of bounds, 3-3.
Great defense on that Seagulls part. They got it up and over and let the other team make the mistake.
Good back and forth early on there. A lot of back and forth play. Keeping the ball alive. So looks like Otsego is going to have some substitutions. Number two, Mosier will sub in to serve. She's the senior defensive specialist for the Bulldogs. Laney Beanman up to Berger. Berger's going to set outside to Shadig. Shadig swing.
Really
right
nice.
On the line.
Great job, Harper.
Big swing by Harper there. Jumps out. Red Arrows up to a 4-3 lead. Berger will check out. Emily Cushion will check in. And Laney Beanman will set back to serve. She will take over the setting duties. Good serve there. Played up to Bulldogs. Small down. Swing on the outside. Oh, excuse me. That was Klimp. Got blocked. Beanman sets up. Off Delaney low. Big swing. And off the Bulldogs out of bounds.
Great power on Delaney's part. That was a great shot.
The setter there, Madeline Lytle, just unable to handle that ball. Came at her awful quick. Laney back to serve. Again, goes towards Mosier, who checked in. Tip over there by the Bulldogs. Beanman sets up low again. Low's going to tip on the middle. Scramble there from the Bulldogs. Lily Evelyn, good play, keeping it from the corner. Shadig, big swing off the hands. Played by Small down up. Scramble from the Bulldogs and just unable to get it cleanly as Clint. And that ball falls. 6-3, Red Arrows lead.
Lowell's keeping the pressure on, making the other team work really hard.
Junior Laney Beanman back to serve. Floater. Played up by Mosier. Up to Lytle. Up the middle. And, ooh, Red Arrows are going to get called in the net. Looks like Delaney's going to get called on that one, I think. Look, I didn't see the net, but the big middle there from Otsego sent that ball long, so... 6-4 on the net call there. Number 12 to serve for the Bulldogs. Correct. And they run a great play for the Red Arrows there. Gets to Delaney low, the big kill. Trying to get that. Number 12 did not make the roster, so for the Otsego. So Harper Shadig steps back to serve. Goes in the middle, Small Don, unable to handle it cleanly, and goes out of bounds towards the scorer's table, 8-4.
Harper had great velocity on that serve. Let's keep going, Harper.
Another talented sophomore for the Red Arrows. Back to serve. Mosier, Small Don, and serve receive, and just long on the serve. 8-5, so Harper will check out. The senior, Natalie Cornell, will check in, going to serve receive. So Cornell, Clark, and Smith, and a little confusion there. Looked like up official called for, but then realized there was a Otsego player tying her shoe. So they'll replay that one. The middle, Stella Hausman, was adjusting the laces. Klimp serves. Cornell, Clark's going to take it on the libero pass there. Al Smith goes cross court. Great dig by Klimp. Cushion plays it to Beanman to low. Lee Cornell goes cross court on the near part.
She is on fire.
9-5. And so Delaney will check out. Delaney Lowe will check out. The freshman, Kendall Schmucker, will check in. Nice spread of ages, I guess I'll say, for the Red Arrows. Play about 11 deep here, and you got some freshmen, you got some sophomores, juniors, seniors, a lot of contributors. Red Arrows lead 9-5. Looks like another scorebook adjustment here. Klimp Mosier and Smaldon will be back in serve receive. The setter, Madeline Lytle, is up to the net for this as a setter. And Schmucker sends it long. 9-6. Substitutions on both sides. Mosier out. Hausman in. Or excuse me, Uramkin in. Hausman to serve. Clark passes up the 10-foot line. Bieneman takes it up to Smith, tight against the net, and just under the net is Allison Smith there as she tries to tip it over on the tight set. So that'll be Bulldogs 7, Red Arrows 9. Hausman to serve. Clark again, up to beat him at the 10-foot line. She's going to back set. Cushman tips it over in the middle. Scramble from the Bulldog side. Sends it over. Cornell to Bieneman. To Bieneman.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice area.
Laney
nice
to play. Ellery. Sends it to the corner. 10-7. So Emily Cushman will check out. Riley Berger will check back in. She will again assume the setting duties as Laney Bieneman now heads to the front row. Looks like we've got Titus, Klimp, and Smaldon in serve receive. Titus up to Lytle. Smaldon, big swing. A big, big righty there from Smaldon. 10-8.
Great set. Great hit.
Long player there is Smaldon. She's looks the part of a volleyball player.
Yeah. Tall and strong, that's the way volleyball players want to be.
Lytle back to serve. And just long, out of bounds. Good read there by Cornell and Clark. Back and forth, 11-8. Lily Evelyn, check back in. She'll take over, back row duties. Jump serve up. Good serve. Smaldon unable to handle it real cleanly, but set there from Bulldogs. And they were able to make something out of that. Number 12, again, don't have the name on that, but she sends it cross court and a tough play there off the outstretched arms of the Arrows. 11-9. Smaldon back to serve. The junior, Clark. Up to Berger. Berger sends Ellie Beanham up the middle and gets the kill right down the middle. 12-9.
Great set, great kill. Lowell's doing a really good job of ball control right now.
A lot of success running the ball through the middle here early on. So,
yeah. That's one of their great strengths. They have a really good middle players.
And I will say, you know, it's one of those things you mentioned ball control, and you can't run those middle plays without good passing.
Right.
I mean, we've had so many good serve receives, so many good passes to be able to run those middles. You just can't run those situations without good ball control.
Yeah. Tribute to the coaching staff at Lowell.
Clark to serve. Ball's up. Smaldon passes it. Lytle has to run it down. She's going to bump set it up. Off the outstretched arms of Berger. And that ball will fall. Otsego will score it, 12-10. Otsego's done a pretty good job of putting the ball in some pretty tough places where Red Arrows just haven't been able to get their hands on it cleanly for some of their attacks. So, let's see, Sydney Mosier, again, the senior, will check in. Clark up to the 10-foot line. Berger is going to set the middle, low, tips it over. Bulldogs on the scramble and falls out of bounds. Point to the Red Arrows, 13-10.
There goes that middle attack again. It's lethal.
Quick three rotations there. Berger will check out. Cushion in. Bieneman, Laney Bieneman will step back to serve. The lefty, cross court. Mosier unable to handle it cleanly. It falls for the ace. 14-10. Haven't seen, that might be the first ace of the night, I think. I don't think we've seen any aces.
I don't either.
Nice job from both serve receives. Beanie going to go cross court again at Mosier. Unable to handle it cleanly. Has to be run down by the Bulldogs. Clark, free ball up to Bieneman. And big swing by Clark. Big swing by Lowe. Blocked. Bieneman's going to go back set off of the outstretched arms is cushioned on the swing, and it'll fall. Red Arrow score.
Great decision. Going to the middle and then right to the backside. The other team, Otsi, couldn't react quick enough.
Beaneman serve. A little floater this time. Moser has to run down and goes over on one. Beaneman runs up to middle again. This time, Lowe's blocked, but good play by Delaney coming down and playing it. Big swing by Shading, and it will fall. Red Arrow score, 16-10. Good job by Delaney coming down on that one, getting it back up. That's a tough play from the middle as that ball comes off the outstretched blocker's arm. Delaney Beaneman back to serve. Again, floater. Aces.
Sweet.
That one falls right on the 10-foot line. That one fell off the table.
Really mixing it up well with power and then lobbing it over on a serve. That's super.
Lefty serve again. Floater this time, small down, plays it up to Lytle. Lytle's going to tip it over and just in the corner. Does that kind of back set into the corner. I'm sure there's an official name for that, Jack. You know that one? You raised a couple of setters.
That's the great tip. That is a really great offensive weapon when it works.
So after the short run there, Otsego will take over serving. Lily Evelyn up to Beaneman. Big swing by Delaney Lowe, and good kill down the...
That's got to be 7 or 8 of those middles tonight. That's on this match, this the first game. It's really been really strong for them.
They've had a ton of success. So again, some really nice passing to be able to run those. Harper Shadig, sophomore, back to serve. Small Don. Up to Lytle. Lytle's going to bump set it there. Little tip over from the Bulldogs. Cushing has to take it. Clark steps in, take the second ball. Scramble there by the Red Arrows. Free ball over. Lytle. Back row attack from Small Don. And gets the kill. 18-12.
Well done by number 7, Brooke Small Don. She had a back row attack, and it went down and really successful. Good job.
She is certainly their chosen weapon, right? That's what they want to get. They want to get her the ball.
Well, I certainly would.
Clark's going to take the second ball. Al Smith, swing, goes cross court. Sweet.
Good job.
Does a great cross court from the outside there, 19-12. Kendall Schmucker will check in. The freshman again, back to serve. She'll check in for the middle in that middle serve position, as the libero can only serve for one of the middles. So Clark will take a quick seat. Schmucker serves it up. Small Don blocked by Ellery Beaneman.
Good job. They're really, really keeping that pressure on with blocking and mixing it up. It's nice to have a tall middle to own that middle of the net.
Schmucker back to serve. Klimt, Mosier, and Small Down in serve receive. Mosier up to Lytle. They'll set the middle. Hausman's going to tip it over. She has two hands, sets it into the corner. 20-13.
Great decision on Hausman's part, reading the court and figuring out where the other players weren't from Lowell. Great job.
Otsego only has two seniors, so Lucy Mercer we haven't seen tonight, and Sydney Mosier, who's played a lot of back row. So a lot of Otsego weapons coming back for the next year also. Serves up. Bump set there to Cushion. Cushion swings. Good dig by Klimt there. Beaneman sets. Ellery Beaneman up the middle. Big swing, but played. And they're going to call, looks like, they're going to call Otsego in the net, looks like. Right. So 21-13. Red Arrows lead here in set number one. Berger checks in. Senior setter. Ball's up. Goes cross court and gets the ace off of Titus. Unable to handle that one cleanly. Jack, was that one staying in, you think, or was that?
No, I think that was the right play on her part. But it's a very strong serve. Lowell's a great serving team.
So Liv Vanderwerf will check in for Lainey Beaneman. She'll play the front row here. Lytle will set up Small Don. Small Don, big swing up over top of the block. Small Don from here looks all of 6 foot, 5'11". Able to reach high, get up over top of the block there. So Red Arrows lead 22-14. the setter. Lytle will step back to serve. Off the tape. Great dig by Vanderwerf. Free ball over by Smith, and just goes out of bounds. One of those tough plays goes off the tape. Liv Vanderwerf makes a great diving play to get that ball up, but unable to connect and get the free ball over. 22-15. Red Arrows lead by 7 here in set number 1. Clark up to Berger. And goes over, and they're going to call, I think, Berger on the back row because tipped, made contact on that ball before it went over as a back row player. 22-16. Ooh, Clark makes a last-minute decision, and that ball sails long on the serve.
Great decision. That's a really hard thing for a back row person to determine if it's going in or out. Great job.
Lily Evelyn will check in here. Looking to serve out the last couple points. Red Arrows up 23-16 in this first set against the Otsego Bulldogs. And a beautiful ball drops on the line. Ace for Lily Evelyn. 24-16. See if she can drop another tough serve in here for the Bulldogs. Pass up, Lytle. Tip over on that. I think that was outside the antenna. Red Arrows score at 25-16. So Red Arrows take set number 1. Well, we got a second. Quick thanks to some of our sponsors here. Lowell Radio, Culver's, Rogers Neighborhood Realty, PFCU, Dakota's Website Design, Mercantile Bank, the Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, Lowell Township, and Aquarius Lawn Sprinkling. We thank those folks for sponsoring Lowell Radio throughout the years, Mr. Ekman and all the great folks. We've had some tremendous sponsors who made Lowell Radio possible. We were talking a little bit before the broadcast. Al, this 20 years, Al Ekman has been the pioneer of this for 20 years and been a big deal here for the Lowell community. So thank you, Mr. Ekman, for all your work and all the folks and sponsors who have made this broadcast and so many other ones possible. So, Jack, after the set 1, we talked about a couple things. We talked about great ball control. I thought we had great passing. We served pretty tough, I think, overall.
The team was, both teams were aggressive, but Lowell, they made a mistake, that did not be determined to not be aggressive. They kept the pressure on, and that paid off. I think Jordan really likes to see that in his players, and no fear. It's a really strong way to coach. It's a strong way to be as a team, and they've had great success this year. And I know Jordan's very proud of not only his the girls on the team, but his coaching staff. They're very tight. They like each other. You can tell the team likes each other. They're very energetic. They are always root for someone else's success. It's just a pleasure to watch them.
And I think it's a great point, actually, coaching staff-wise. It's such a great coaching staff that Coach Drake's been able to put together. You got Cam Rowland, Michelle, Jenna Reitzman returns. Former player, graduates from Marquette after an outstanding career there, comes back, give back to the program that obviously meant a lot to her. And I think you made a great point. I think volleyball, maybe not as much as a couple sports, maybe baseball or those kind of, is kind of a game of failure, right? There's a lot of failure that happens, and to have that short-term memory, and when you go up and swing and get blocked, still to go up hard and swing the second time is a big deal, right? That's it's lost on some kids, I think. I think some kids don't realize that you still got to be aggressive and go after it.
Right, right. Because volleyball is sort of like a ballet where your movement, you're dancing, you have certain responsibilities. Not everybody looks at it, understands that, but you'll see some people covering for if it does come to block, like a back row specialist. You'll see the response if something bad happens. You have to be prepared. It's a really fun game to watch. And I've had four daughters that go through not only high school but some college experience, and it's been a wonderful learning experience on how to deal with people, how to deal with adults. And I know I got a couple granddaughters that play this game, three of them right now, and they are learning so much through this great sport.
And sometime it would be great just to sit down and just to talk about the evolution of volleyball that you've seen over 25 years, and I was looking through some old things, and you almost forget about the old scoring system.
Oh yeah,
you know, and just all of the things that have happened. Oh. You know, I mean, you've seen so many the evolution of volleyball over probably 25 years, and just the athletes now. And we joke a little bit about watching some of those younger kids, like this is middle school volleyball, or this is, you know, 12-year-old volleyball. This is crazy. So, back to action here. Red Arrows service ace at number one, and a big swing there up the middle. We continue that. Ellery Bieneman with a big kill as the Red Arrows started out in set number one with serve. I believe we started out with serve. But Red Arrows lead 1-0 here. Berger back to serve. Play by Smalldown. They'll back set Smalldown on the near side. And they're going to call on a block. Good block there by the combination of Ellery Bieneman and Allison Smith on the as they try to run that back set to Smalldown. 2-0. Berger back to serve. Pass up to Lydell. She'll back set Smalldown again. This time tools the block off of Ellery Bieneman's hands. It'll fall. Side out towards Otsego. Smalldown to serve. 2-1. Smalldown serve. Drops there. Berger, one-handed set to Bieneman.
Oh, big swing. Sweet. Great recovery. That was awesome. Riley did a great job.
There's another progression, I think, over the last maybe even like 4 or 5 years, that one-handed set we've seen more in high school.
Right, you know, illegal back when my daughters were playing.
Yeah,
they would call a carry on something like that. And the rules have gotten much, much better, more exciting for the game.
Lily Evelyn checks in, serves, goes after Smalldown. Pass up, set, and there goes off of the hands. Is Klimp on the swing, off of the block, and falls on the Red Arrow side, 3-2. The libero, number one, Peyton Johnson, back to serve. Pass, beautiful pass up. Bieneman up, swing up the middle and goes cross court as the setter was bailing out there. Big kill by Ellery.
Yeah.
4-2.
Using those middles, they're always ready to play, always ready to go. It's a great thing to see.
Now that I think about it, we didn't see much from the libero situation from Otsego in the first game. They didn't utilize that a lot.
Hmm.
Clark serves. Klimp up to Lytle. Back to Klimp on the right side. Swing. Good dig by Clark. Beautiful pass up to Berger. Swing by Lowe and just out of bounds as she tries to go cross court. So just out of bounds in front of the Otsego bench. 4-3. Number 12 for Otsego steps back to serve. Evelyn, beautiful pass to Berger. Berger's on back set. Lainey Bieneman cross, and she bangs it down the line off Libero's hands. 5-2-3. And Lainey will step back to take over the serving situation. Serving roll now as Berger will check out. Cushion will check in for the Red Arrows. Red Arrows run a 6-2. Most of the time, Bieneman off the tape there, but goes over. And the big swing from the middle, I believe that was Hausman, out of bounds. 6-3, Bieneman back to serve again. Lefty, serve is up, goes after, and whoa, good one-handed punch over from Otsego. Big swing by Lowe, and just out of bounds there on the front of the Otsego bench again. Low one, trying to avoid that block, trying to go cross court a little bit, but just out of bounds.
They keep trying to pound that ball. That's a great sign of a well-coached team.
Klimp to serve. Clark, beautiful pass up to Beanham. Beanham's going to go out to Cushion on the outside. Swing. Oh. And Johnson unable to handle it. Libero was unable to play that cleanly. 7-4.
Both setters are doing a wonderful job of keeping everybody involved and putting the ball in different places, back, front, pin. It's just really fun to watch.
Harper Shadig, sophomore, back to serve. Johnson, libero, passes up for Otsego. She back sets to Hausman. Hausman off the block of low and Cushion there. Over to Smaldon. Smaldon, and looks like Lowe's going to get called net there, right, on the swing. 7-5. Yeah, that's a good. You've seen that from setters, are really mixing it up.
Right.
You saw
Otsego
come out and give a couple different looks of some back sets you didn't see necessarily in the first set.
Right.
There on the Red Arrow side, they've mixed it up. And Hausman unable to get that serve in. 8-5. Red Arrows lead by 3 here in set number 2. Red Arrows won the first one, 25-16.
It's great to see the setters have so much confidence in all their hitters. That's a wonderful thing to have. It's a luxury that a lot of teams don't have at this level.
Schmucker, Kendall Schmucker, the freshman, will step back to serve. Jump serve over Klimp up to Lytle. Smaldon swing on the outside, blocked by Allison Smith. Scramble there, and two. Ooh, thought that was going to get a double on the way over. Beanham sets Al Smith on the right side and gets blocked. Not sure if the middle or if that was Uramkin or if that was.
I think it was Brooke Smaldon.
Smaldon got that one. So one of the things I guess that's worth pointing out, we haven't got a chance to talk about the change in rules of the double contact for those folks who pay close attention.
Right.
There's no longer doubles as long as it stays on your side of the net. If your teammate is next to play it. So head over by the Red Arrows. Back row roll shot there from Otsego. Jump set. Ellery unable to handle that one cleanly into the net. That will fall on the Red Arrow side. 8-7.
Otsego's coming to play.
Lytle back to serve, the setter. Ellery steps in, coming off the net on that short serve. Unable to play it cleanly. Falls, 8-8. Tough ball there.
Yeah. Hard serve on that short side.
Al Smith, Natalie Cornell, and Annalise Clark back. Beanham will bump, pass it over to Smith. Smith off the block.
Oh, great up. Oh,
just great a up by Klimp there, but the ball goes out of bounds. Nice job there from Allison Smith, giving the Red Arrows the 9-8 lead. Riley Berger will check in. Take over the setting duties here. Good serve. Goes after Smaldon. Smaldon pass up to Lytle. Back row swing there by Smaldon. Goes long. Giving the Red Arrows the 10-8 lead. Smaldon, the libero, Peyton Johnson, and Klimp back for Otsego. Johnson up into the net on that serve receive, and Otsego unable to dig it out. Ace there for Berger.
Really tough serving. Short, strong. If it goes to a back row, it's got a little juice on it, and so it's hard to set up a good pass.
Riley to serve. Goes at Smaldon. Smaldon unable to handle it cleanly, but scramble there from the Bulldog side. Al Smith takes it over. Back set to Beanham. Beanham and swing. And they call in the net from the Bulldogs. Red Arrows get the point. 12-8. A little bit of confusion there. Both teams celebrated, and Otsego didn't see the net call there. So after working it out, after having a person back to serve on both sides, Berger will continue serving. Jump serve. Floater. Falls in front of Smaldon. Up to Lytle. She's going to back set. Smaldon swings on the outside. And the question is, did it get over? And they say
it apparently it did.
It did. Get over. Made contact with the Red Arrows. Went out of bounds. 12-9. That's a You never know. Sometimes you wait to see what the officials, whether they saw contact or not on the ball. Small down to serve. Cornell, beautiful pass to Berger. Ellery beat him up the middle. Block and a lift
there
and a
go.
Kick and a bump from the Otsego side. Call. And the Red Arrows will get the point.
On that last point, Ellery knew she touched it, and she did not argue at all with the ref saying that it did touch. So she got a little revenge on that last hit. Pounded it over.
Good kill up the middle. Maybe the first one we've kind of see fall in front of people. We've had a lot of tool in the blocks and put down onto the floor, but big swing by Klimp on the set. Shadig, tip over. Beautiful job by Harper Shadig.
The reason that worked is Harper's been smoking that ball all night long, and then just a little tip, and they weren't ready for it.
And the middle there, as she got over, tried to hang in the air as long as possible, but she was running out of air.
Yeah.
So, beautiful ace by Lily Evelyn there. She goes cross court on the serve. 15-9.
Last week, Lily got 10 aces at Coopersville. She's picking up right where she left off.
Great opening performance from the Red Arrows in the River City Alliance Conference last week as they traveled to Coopersville. Roll shot there by Otsego. Evelyn steps in, Berger's going to dump it over and catches everybody in retreat on the Bulldog side. Red Arrows, 16-9.
No. They said she was off her feet, and she's a back row attack. I tend to agree with Riley on that last one.
That is true. Good call.
Yeah.
You got me. Well done.
Well, you thought the play was over because you didn't see her leave her feet either.
Yeah.
And Riley didn't think her feet left either.
So, back row attack there, left her feet. So head over to the Otsego side, 15-10. Berger back set, Biedemann off the hands, and gets blocked there as she tries to attack that one from about the 10-foot line. 15-11. Berger, Laney Biedemann will be up at the net. Lily Evelyn, Annalise Clark, Harper Shadig back in serve receive. Clark up to Berger at the 10-foot line. She's going to set up Shadig. Shadig, big swing. And in the net, but unable to handle it, where this the libero from Otsego anyway. Red Arrows get the point, 16-11. Middles will swap out. Delaney Lowe in. Annalise Clark back to serve. Talented libero for the Red Arrows. Small down, scramble on that, unable to handle that ball cleanly off the serve. Lil Evelyn, beautiful bump set. Off Shadig swings it, picked up by the Bulldogs. And the number 12 there for Otsego swings it. The block falls there off of Harper's, bounces off the head, kind of ricochets, pinballs, and falls. 16-12. Number 12 steps back to serve. Ball is up. Nice short serve. Clark handles it cleanly. Delaney Lowe, big swing, cross court in the corner.
Delaney just sort of floats up there, waits for the ball, and then just smacks it down. Great play.
Berger out, cushion in. Delaney Biedemann will step back to serve. Lefty up. That's small down. She gets up to Lytle. She tests up the middle. Tip over there by Hausman. Biedemann sets it up low. Big swing, same spot. Off the arms. Kill.
Great defense. Great set and a great kill. That's the way you play the game.
Red Arrows fired on all cylinders there. Biedemann to serve. Klimp unable to handle it cleanly. Smaldon has to chase it down. Free ball over from Otsego. Clark up to Biedemann, up to the middle. And this time, low ball got a little tight to the net. Low unable to handle that one. Wanted to kind of throw it a little bit. I mean, I don't know what the best way to describe that. It's not necessarily, it's a quick
toss maybe.
Quick snap of the wrist, not necessarily the full arm swing
right.
Hit.
Right.
Klimp, good pass by Evelyn up to Biedemann. Biedemann's going to set cushion on the outside. Great cross.
Power.
Great swing by Emily Cushion. 19-13. Cushion's done an outstanding job this year, kind of getting thrown into some positions. She played middle so much of her volleyball career, and she's kind of played some right side, catches some outside here and there. Really done a nice job this year.
A real team player.
Smaldon going to bump set it over. Cushion sets up to Biedemann. Biedemann's going to back set it. Allison Smith tips it over, and Bulldogs send it over on one. Tip over by Lowe. Back row attack by Klimp.
Oh, great block.
Lowe gets her revenge, gets the block on the back row swing.
Great timing.
Put up the single block, and she got the kill.
Yeah.
20-13, Red Arrows lead. Shadig back to serve. Klimp up to Lytle. Small down, swing off the block. Beanman plays it. Clark's going to bump, set it up. The great cross court by Smith. It's played cleanly. And Hausman sends it out of bounds. Point for the Red Arrows. 21-13. Here in set number two, Red Arrows lead by 8. Serves up. Klimp up to Lytle. Back set to Hausman. Hausman swing. I believe. Oh, no contact. I thought maybe there was contact on the block.
And they called it in. She overruled it.
Oh, they did. Okay. They did overruled it as that ball is going in.
Yeah.
The line judge had called it out. The up official. The R1, Betty has done it a long, long time. That's probably a familiar face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She was certainly there 25 years ago when my kids were playing.
Yeah. So a very seasoned official. She's does a nice job. Pass up there by Cornell to Beanman. Back set and off the tools the block does Emily Cushion. My wife was a setter, and she would tell you that Betty, under the old rules of setting, it was tight, man. She kept those doubles that stuff. I mean, she was a tight official on those rules. So since the loosening up.
Everybody's having a better time.
Everybody's making it. It's a little easier. Yeah,
that's
a little
right.
easier time. So no, I think you made a great point, though. The pace of play and the activity has been great, the changes,
right.
I think. So Schmucker back to serve. Red Arrows lead by 8. Klimp up to Lytle. Sets up. One hand over by the middle there. Al Smith going to lefty over, and it falls. Set got a little tight to the net, but Allison Smith does a great job going up with the left hand. 23-14.
It's a lot of fun to see all the smiles on the Lowell side. They're playing well, and they're playing together.
You look at the Lowell bench. It looks like there's 30 people on the Lowell bench.
Schmucker, best seats in the house. Yeah.
Schmucker, great serve over there. Smalldon goes down the line. Beanman plays it. Clark steps in, take the ball. Smith, swing from the 10-foot line. And the Bulldogs are underneath the net.
Yep.
24-20.
Great communication out there. Everybody was saying mine, and then it was everybody wanted the ball. It's just great team presence.
Schmucker back to serve. 24-14. And aces them out of the game here. 25-14.
The freshman doing her thing. That's awesome.
So the Red Arrows take set number two, 25-14. So 25-16, 25-14, they take them both here, pushing them to winning. So two wins here tonight. They will take on Gull Lake Richmond. Gull Lake Richmond and Swan Valley are playing over in the other gym. So once we get kind of a read on where that game stands, we will be bringing back, or we'll come back for that. I think we're going to step aside in a little bit, but great performance, I think, here, right, so far?
It's a strong team that Lowell presents, and Otsego, they played really well. Lowell's a little bigger school than Otsego, and they stepped up, well-coached, they were having a fun, too. It's just they were on the wrong side of the ledger, but they played really, really well. Nothing to be ashamed about. They're very proud organization. I'm from that area, and they take their sports very seriously down at Otsego. Very proud. They're known as a cross-country school, but it looks like volleyball is right behind them as far as making a name. They're well coached. They also communicated. They also served well. It's just a lot of fun to watch this job. It's really great to see them as they continue.
I think the cool thing for them really is long-term, with only the two seniors, and really right now only one of them seeing the court, at least
right.
what we saw.
Right. Right.
They're only going to get better, and next year, I mean, I think they're going to continue to be better and be a tough team next year in the future. So a really nice job from Otsego. I think the Lytle family there with a couple of looks like a couple of daughters, a couple of coaches, and
they're
it's a family affair.
You have five sophomores playing right now on that team, and that's going to get better and better and better. The younger you can get them with this varsity experience, the more it's going to pay off in the long run. And that's Jordan does a really good job of bringing young kids along and letting them, because practice is everything. That's where I had some daughters that were successful in volleyball, but they always made the team as a freshman, didn't play at all. But the first coach we had was Bud Cole, and he insisted they're going to play varsity. They won't see much playing time. But in practices of 2 hours of varsity practice is so much different than a JV or a freshman practice. So it's just that's where they get the experience. You know, you get experience, you know, with playing against the best in your school. That's how you get better, you know.
The thing we always talk about, too, is like just the sheer pace of play as you move up levels. When you talk about freshman volleyball, when you talk about not a JV, if you talk about varsity, that experience at varsity with that, I mean, I think you were here maybe for the scrimmage they had early on here, and Kendall Schmucker, freshman, that there was a young lady from, I think it was Mattawan, she hit a ball that was, and Kendall had never seen a ball like that. I mean, it was moving.
It was a welcoming moment.
Yeah. So it's great to have those kids experience and just build on, and build and build.
Right,
so that's how you build a program. So thanks for tuning in. Again, I'm John Beaneman for Jack Evelyn, Alecman. We're going to step aside a second while we wait to hear on the next game. We'll be bringing the next game here with the Red Arrows and Richmond Gull Lake. Once we kind of find out what's happening there in the other gym. So, again, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back in a bit.